friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you, and we are, hang on, let me do the math here. C minus the 1 divided by 6, officially 16 days away until Christmas Day. Unbelievable. Friend, how are you? It's Joey Kroll with Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. That's right. We try to saturate this program in the Word of God and have Christ-centered music in the midst of all of that. And we try to have a theme for each and every program. And today we're going to change it up just a little bit. We're going to be playing your favorite Christmas instrumentals today. Yeah, you hear Christmas wherever you go, in the movies, on TV, on other radio stations. Everywhere you go, you hear Christmas music, and why not hear some of your favorite Christmas instrumentals? So we're going to be focusing on that. So friend, wherever you may be right now, in the car, listening at home, maybe even listening online, thank you so much, and I hope you can join me as we focus on playing your favorite Christmas instrumentals right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Song actually called Carol of the Bells here on Great News Radio. And how's your weekend come along? Pretty good? Yeah, Sunday's going pretty well. Yeah, we in the Kroll household, we try to teach our kids as best as we can to serve others and to give to others. And in the society that we live in currently with Christmas, everything is all about, here's my Christmas list. This is what I want for Christmas. I want that for Christmas. Get me that. I want that. Give me that. Give me that. So we've noticed a couple of years ago that our kids were kind of falling into that mentality. So I think it was last year we started a new tradition called the Kroll Family Christmas Giveaway, where we give the kids $10 each, and they are to buy something for somebody else this Christmas, somebody that really may need that gift or that money or whatever it is. And we did that last year, and we're going to start something new this year. It's called the Kroll Family Christmas Baskets. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to put together maybe like 5 Christmas baskets, and in these baskets we're going to put some, you know, basic necessity stuff, maybe some toothbrush, toothpaste, and maybe some Christmas candy in there. And then we're also going to put like the gospel message of what the entire Christmas is all about. And what we're going to do, maybe on Christmas Eve late at night, we're not sure when we're going to do this, but we're going to drive around the neighborhood and we're going to put some of these Christmas baskets on people's doorsteps, knock on the door, and run into the car and drive off. So when they walk out, they see this basket, and they're going to read about the gospel message. And just one way to not only, you know, spread what true Christmas is all about, but show and instill in our kids that Jesus came down to us to serve us. And when we focus on Christmas, we need to have that same mentality and serve and focus on others, not just around Christmas, but every time of the year. So we're trying to instill those values. So this year we're going to do that, the Kroll Family Christmas Basket Giveaway. So be praying for us as we try to seek out and find these homes to maybe drop off a Christmas basket and just really bless them. So if you happen to have a Christmas basket here in the next couple of weeks, you might know where it may be coming from. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Your favorite Christmas instrumentals. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. try playing your favorite Christmas instrumentals. Hey there, friend. It's Joey Kroll right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Here we are, officially less than, 16 days away until Christmas Day. Yeah, we're coming up on that 12 days of Christmas. Yeah, just a few days away. And so do you decorate your Christmas tree? I mean, do you go all out and decorate your Christmas tree like my wife does? I mean, she spends hours on just putting up the ornaments and putting one of those candy canes. We put that on there every year. I mean, we use the same candy canes each and every year. I mean, I don't think they're even good to eat. It's been so old, but we put up those candy canes each and every year. And have you ever looked and heard about the Christmas candy cane poem about Jesus? Listen to this. It goes, "Look at the candy cane. What do you see? Stripes that are red, like the blood shed for me. White is for my Savior, who's sinless and pure. J is for my Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around, and a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, was born for me." playing your favorite Christmas instrumentals. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll playing your favorite Christmas instrumentals. Here's the song We Three Kings right here on Great News Radio. are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. Happy weekend to you. Happy Sunday. And in our postcards that we are sending out, our Christmas cards to our friends and family and relatives, we put Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. I think it's pretty much can sum up, it's for the most part, what Christmas is all about. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She will give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. I love Christmas. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, friend, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Officially less than 16 days away until Christmas. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today as part of your weekend, as part of your Sunday. You can always catch up with us by contacting us through our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I pray that you have a blessed week. Until next time. Remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.